Hello, and welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I am here, as usual, in the same room with Victoria.
Hi.
And on the phone this time, instead of on the video or on the computer or in person occasionally, we have Aaron.
Hello.
Hopefully you'll be able to hear him better. We were having some issues with the computer audio, but hopefully this is better. But anyways, we're back. This is like, what, the 34th episode or something like that, so.
We've done a lot.
We have done
a lot. I'm proud of us.
Look at us.
We're a pretty good team.
Calm down. Calm down.
You, the expert.
He's getting quite excited.
He's lawyer who can do it, just not as good.
He's just running away with the words. But yeah. Aaron, I hope you know that I can mute you.
Oh no, yeah. that's unfair. How you're just gonna use that so you can win the arguments?
No, Aaron, Victoria, she can hear you, and you know she already makes up her mind before any of that anyways.
That's true.
Yep.
So I mean, if I just mute you, it's just cutting you off so we can move on, because you like to ramble.
I gotta get everything in there, okay?
You don't.
I do, though.
but
it matters to me.
But you don't. So,
it matters to me.
Oh my goodness. So, this, like I said, this is our 30-something episode. And
Effinode,
and we're going to be doing what we normally do, which is, Aaron, would you like to explain your one part?
Oh, thank you for letting me do it.
Stop myself there.
So, for those of you that haven't watched this podcast, one, Hayden hates that word, so I say it. He has a personal vendetta against watch.
No, it's kind of weird. It's just you.
Okay. It's a personal vendetta for me.
Mm.
Me and Hayden created a 128-seat tournament taking characters from the top four Marvel, top four comic companies.
Top four Marvel comic companies.
Including Marvel, and Marvel. Now, Marvel and DC are, of course, are given. Image and Dark Horse, they're kind of all but eliminated right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we don't have them on here. So, I have first pick with Marvel, and Aiden have first pick with DC. We act all like Ace Attorney, show our characters, argue. And then Victoria renders the final verdict, likely before we start arguing. And then me and Hayden argue needlessly. And then Victoria, personally cuts off the head of the loser.
When are you gonna draw and quarter somebody, Victoria?
When am I gonna
I still think we need the murder wheel.
Draw and quarter. Quarter.
Why would I do that?
Because we're executing these superheroes.
I mean, yeah. I guess next time.
I expect better from you.
Oh, jeez. Whatever. I'm going to keep doing me, so.
I'm just doing me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess before we jump into it, Aaron, I just remembered I have something that I want to ask you, because Victoria and I were watching some YouTube videos by Ryan and Shane.
On
Watcher.
Yes.
Aaron, what is your top, Pixar movie?
Top Pixar movie?
Yes.
It's really hard. It's either between Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., or, Finding Nemo.
Hmm.
So Monsters, Inc. is a Pixar movie?
I don't know, because none of them had, there are three of them, and none of them had Monsters, Inc.
Why are you asking me this?
Because they made a video series where they have, like, top five of things that don't really, in actuality, mean anything, but for some reason people feel very strongly about them.
Oh, okay.
They did, like, Pixar movies, fast food restaurants, chips.
Chips.
And apparently Cheetos aren't chips.
Okay, I don't get what the big hype is about chips, though.
I don't know, I'm not a big fan of chips, except for Cool Ranch Doritos.
You just said you're not a big fan of chips.
What's wrong?
But you know I love the Cool Ranch Doritos.
So then you are a big fan of chips.
You have problems, man.
Cool Ranch Doritos are the best Dorito and the best chip.
Why do you eat chips? I don't know why people eat chips. I just don't like them.
It's because you have weak teeth.
Weak.
I do not have weak teeth. I have the strongest teeth here.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You're not even here.
I was told.
You have the strongest teeth of anybody in that closet you're in.
Yeah.
I do. You know it. Me and the rats.
No. Cool Ranch Doritos or bust. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe some barbecue Lays.
I'm just going to choose bust.
Barbecue Lays are good.
That's gross. Yeah. You're nasty.
You and I are very weird about this. Victoria, what is your favorite chip?
My favorite chip. That is hard. That's like a really hard question.
It's Cool Ranch Doritos.
It's not Cool Ranch Doritos.
I know what you were eating earlier. I saw you eating the bag.
I eat.
What was that bag?
I eat Cool Ranch Doritos. It was the Doritos, Cool Ranch
Doritos, wasn't it?
But I also eat the spicy Doritos and the normal, like, regular nacho cheese Doritos.
They're good, but they're not as good as Cool Ranch Doritos.
I'm just saying, like, I also, well, I guess I can't choose Cheetos, because that's...
Cheetos, if Cheetos were a chip, it would be number one.
Yeah, they're good, like, mm-hmm. just bring home, mm-hmm. like, a lot of childhood memories, like a PB&J and some Cheetos, like, it's good.
Yeah. Ham sandwich, I know you don't eat ham, a ham sandwich, and Cool Ranch Doritos. Oh, yeah.
That was such an extra sound. Please stop.
That stuff's amazing is what it is.
No. Yes. No. Like, they're good. I'm not going to lie, they're good. But, like, there are a lot of good chips out there, so I can't really, like, narrow it down to one specific one.
I don't know. But apparently Aaron's not going to be any help on this because he doesn't eat chips.
No, I don't. I'm weird. I just don't like it. I don't get the appeal.
I like it, you know?
Hmm.
Lays are good.
Mm-hmm.
Good solid chip.
Aaron, top one fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Top one fast food restaurant.
Yeah, just throw
depends
it out.
Depends on what you call fast food.
Has a drive-thru.
It has to have a drive-thru.
it's really throwing me off my game. I just, like, normal
I know what it is.
Chain, normal chain fast food restaurants, I would go with Wendy's.
I think.
Whoa, hold on now.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Wendy's.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, I eat Wendy's all the time.
Is better than Whataburger.
Wait, I thought he was going to say Cane's.
Who are you, Aaron?
Those are the big three, okay?
Dude, Whataburger is clearly better than that.
You eat Cane's like every day. I don't think
of Whataburger and Cane's as fast food.
They By have the way, drive-thrus. It's really weird.
They have drive-thrus.
We probably need to explain this to people who are not from Texas.
Whataburger's amazing.
Cane's is
Whataburger
everywhere.
Is a Texas-based restaurant.
It's actually owned by a company in Chicago, Aaron.
What?
It's actually owned by a company in Chicago.
Well, still, it's like a Texas thing.
And that's it's true. Good.
It is good.
Yeah, it's heaven on earth.
Mm.
We had Whataburger yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Mm. It's been a while since I've had Whataburger.
Yeah, I had they messed up my order and it was still immaculate.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, by the way, for those of you that are not in Texas, we're not saying Whataburger. We are saying
no, Aaron. It is Whataburger.
No, it's Whataburger.
But we all say Whataburger. I was like in the double digits because that's what I thought they were saying.
It's Whataburger, and it always will be.
But they were saying Whataburger, and I was so like upset.
Dude, you grow up in Texas saying Whataburger until you realize that it's actually Whataburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still but
saying
in my heart.
Whataburger just doesn't sound appealing.
In my heart, it's still Whataburger.
Oh, I guess we've now finally told you guys where we live. Texas.
No, yeah. If you didn't guess.
If you couldn't tell.
Context clues and all that. But, yeah. We live in Texas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old Texas.
So now it's narrowed down.
To one to state.
One of the biggest states.
The largest state in the continental United States.
Come find us.
And like the second or third largest populous state.
Yeah.
So no, second.
Second largest California. Populous state.
25 million people, bro.
And counting.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are moving here from California because they're tired of California.
That's because Texas is awesome.
Also, California has ridiculous laws.
Yeah. And it's really high.
And it's on fire.
It's really high in pricing.
It is really expensive there.
It's really high in ash, which is a tragedy. Whoa.
What?
He said it's high in ash.
That's interesting.
Which is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy, yes. It makes it hard to live there.
Yes. But so they come to Texas.
Where there's tornadoes.
There's tornadoes. Not really.
No, I mean, there is here, not there.
I lived in Texas my entire life, and I have never once seen a tornado.
Yeah, me either.
That, you're older than me.
Where were you?
In a part in Texas that I lived for a shorter amount of time than I did normally.
It's very well known for tornadoes.
There's a college there. At which I attended.
Wow. Nobody knows about that college.
Dude, that college was... Never mind, okay?
I'm not talking about your college. I'm talking about the other college.
Which other college?
The one in the town that we lived in. The basic.
No, I said the one I attended.
You can talk about the college you attended. Know about that you college, live nowhere near close to there year. Now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, in Lubbock, Texas, I saw a tornado.
You could have just said at Texas Tech.
You tried so hard to not say it.
Oh, bro.
I was trying to keep it as anonymous as possible. They could think we live in Houston. No, fuck Houston. I know. We live there.
They still don't know where you are right now.
Yeah, but you just X'd out Houston.
You
and
keep narrowing it down for that. Hey, don't worry for those of you out there. Now you just have to sort through all the other towns of Texas, like Galveston, Dallas, San Antonio, San Marcos, all those.
Denton.
Yeah. Austin.
Wow. Yeah.
Amarillo.
Austin. Amarillo. Maybe they're still in Lubbock.
Waco.
El Paso.
Del Rio. Hey.
Brownsfield or Brownsville?
There's Brownsfield
there, and yeah. We've eaten like at a wing stop there.
That's isn't true. Whatever the Odessa and Midland.
I think there's a Krugerville.
Whatever that one town was that has like high German population, high German like lineage.
Fredericksburg.
We obviously don't. Yeah, we obviously don't live there.
Stephenville. Why are we just naming cities in Texas?
why don't we do our job?
San Antonio.
We already said San Antonio.
I was restating it. New Brunswick.
You already said New Brunswick.
Can we haven't done our job yet.
Lukenbach.
We're like 12 minutes in. We've talked nothing about comics, like at all.
12 minutes.
And we just keep talking about random stuff.
Yeah, because I was just trying to avoid the first matchup that we're having.
Yeah. Well, you should be afraid.
I'm afraid.
Because our matchups are your boy Frankie Rich versus Wonder Man.
Texarkana.
And
shut up!
And Shazam versus the Big Barda.
Nagadocious.
Wow.
So Shazam versus Big Barda then.
Aaron. No, I was going to go with Frankie Rich first.
Frankly Rich.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay, so...
That's the easier one and you know it.
Yeah, do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Victoria, you reserve the right to just say, tell Aaron to stop.
Does that actually work?
It will today, right, Aaron?
I make no promises.
So, no.
I'll just mute him.
Hey.
Wait, no, just hang up on him.
I have to call you back. We have another fight.
Yeah, but that one will be over.
Yeah, you'll just have missed that.
Yeah, you won't know the outcome. We'll just move on.
I worked hard on Shazam.
Not hard enough.
Just start with Wonder Man.
Yes, I have Wonder Man, who first appeared in the Avengers number 9. Anybody guess the year?
1990.
No.
Nah.
1965. 64. Ah!
In the first round, he beat the Horror from the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, that was late.
Wait.
Yes.
What's this character's name again?
Wonder Man.
Oh, okay, Wonder Man.
I think his name is Simon.
Oh, he fought before.
Yeah, Simon
right?
Williams.
They've all fought it before.
I thought his name was Wonder Bread.
No, that's the bread.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah. So, he was originally a supervillain of the Avengers who was imbued with ionic energy.
Wait.
Yes.
Didn't he make the Wonder Bread?
No.
Oh. Never mind.
That was the bread company called Wonder Bread.
By Wonder Man?
No.
Darn.
I mean, he is a successful businessman,
So we don't know if he
maybe... Yeah, maybe in the Marvel Universe, Wonder Bread is owned by Wonder Man.
It would make sense.
It wouldn't.
Shut up.
But, okay. Yeah, he got his ionic energy, then he died, and then he was resurrected and became a superhero, and then he died a total of 8 times.
And then he got the Wonder Bread.
9 times.
He dies and comes back quite a bit.
A lot. And his consciousness is what is the consciousness of the Vision. In the comic books, not in
the movie. Instead of Jarvis.
Yes. Abilities. He can fly. He is immortal. He is invulnerable. He has the super sweet, patent pending. He has enhanced vision and hearing. A healing factor. Ionic energy manipulation. Power recycling. Electromagnetic manipulation.
Wait, pause.
Paused.
What is power recycling?
Aaron. What is power recycling?
Power recycling? When Wonder Man is in his most powerful and most unstable form, he can give people his powers. Like, he still has it, but he can endow them with the same power.
Does it matter?
Temporarily or permanently.
Does it matter if they have powers themselves? Like, do they have to be, like,
quote-unquote? Yeah, unquote, it just adds on.
Oh, okay, so it's only super people who have powers already.
Or it can be normal people, too.
Oh, okay.
Normal people can get his powers and then become super.
Hmm, that's cool.
Can I unpause?
Yeah.
Energy, enhanced strike, size alteration, shape shifting.
Wait, pause. In his size alteration, is it like Ant-Man?
Yes. He actually impersonated Giant Man one time.
Oh, wow. Okay, play.
Shape shifting, self-sustenance, teleportation, trained electrical engineer... Talented actor, capable industrialist, and experienced stuntman.
Cool.
Yeah. So, some feats. Those are actually on the power list. Those last ones where he's like trained stuntman, industrialist, all that. It was actually.
That is a superpower.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's cool that he's a stuntman, but also he like does this stuff for a living, so it would make sense that it wouldn't phase him to like jump off a building.
Well, you gotta ruin it like that, huh?
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Well, some feats. He lifted a 50,000 ton. He lifted 50,000 tons,
mm-hmm.
Which that was in the early days, and he has gotten stronger. Same as like pretty much any superhero throughout the years. He has gotten stronger. So 50,000 tons is nothing to him now. He beat up Abomination, which is a Hulk villain. He's basically like a taller Hulk.
Oh.
With, that can talk and he's not as strong.
Wait, can't the Hulk talk?
He says he's stronger.
Yeah, Abomination is full of himself. But no, Abomination can have like full sentences.
Oh, not just...
Yeah. It's like Professor Hulk level, but he's still like...
Stupid.
Yeah, he has a little IQ.
Oh,
he was a mistake.
That makes sense why he's an abomination.
A villain. A mistake of a person.
Actually, he may have been, like, they were trying to find... In the movie, when Abomination was in the movie, he was, like, their answer to Bruce. They, like, kept giving him, like, the serum or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're, like, pushing him, and then, like, he had...
They created an abomination.
Yeah, they created... Yeah, they created an abomination.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. He stalemated the Vision... He knocked out Hercules. He equaled the Thing in strength. He crushed Ultron's head. He easily knocked out Red Hulk via headlock. He can teleport. He steals energy from the Silver Surfer and then subsequently knocked him out.
Interesting.
And he tanks a punch from a pissed off Sentry. And he tanks millions of amps of electricity all at one time.
Why? How did he test that?
Test what?
That he can tank.
Like, oh, it wasn't really like a test thing. It was like in a fight.
With who?
Some electric.
Wait, what?
Electricity. He was fighting electricity.
He was just out there like fighting electricity.
Yeah, he's like swatting at the air and stuff like that. Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
Aaron, you had a character.
Yes.
That's all he has to say.
Yes, I have Franklin Richards. He does not need a superhero name, But his first appearance was in Fantastic Four Annual number 6 from
1958.
Victoria.
1956.
Ooh, spicy.
Why are you going with the 50s?
I'm just here.
No.
Okay. I'm not. Hayden, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm not mad.
Dude, Marvel's comeback was in 61.
Oh.
Why would he come out before the Fantastic Four?
So 68.
What did you say?
68.
Well, you're correct, because November of 1968.
It's annuals. This is annual number 7. It came out 7 years after they did.
It's number 6.
Oh, shut up, Aaron.
You're dumb.
I hate you so, both.
Before I get into his origin, I'm just going to simply say this. Victoria, you know the Celestials?
Yeah.
The beings that created the entire universe in Marvel?
Yes, they ring a bell.
Franklin Richards killed all of them.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now to Franklin Richards. He's the son of Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman.
How does he get so powerful if those are his parents?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, they got their powers from, like
solar flares.
Yeah, so maybe it was just, like, really powerful combination of two
he
people.
He got all of the power. Which is weird, because his sister doesn't really have much powers, but she is, like, one of the smartest people on the planet.
I mean, I guess that's her power.
Hey, being smart is a power.
It is.
She's literally too smart for her own good. Her older self literally came into the room while her 8-year-old self was, like, about to send something out on, like, a blog, like, publish something, and then smacked her and said, delete it, and then walked back out. Because it was going to destroy the world.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, that's his sister. But, the Invisible Woman had trouble in childbirth. A bunch of problems with her radioactive blood and all that. But after that, he turned out fine. They found out a way to stabilize it. Her and, like, the birth would happen all, like, you know, births do. But his powers emerged almost immediately when he was a toddler, before he even hit puberty.
So, like, Jack?
The first time he used his powers.
Yes.
Annihilus, who is a very powerful cosmic villain. And you might know him as having destroyed Asgard. Not Asgard, Xandar.
He's also a bug man.
Huh?
He's a bug man.
He's like Ultron mixed with an Insecticon.
That's gross sounding.
Yeah. But Annihilus released the full power of Franklin. And in that state, he almost destroyed the entire solar system.
Wow.
And Franklin couldn't talk yet. So, next Ultron tried to attack the Fantastic Four, and then accidentally triggered Franklin, who defeated him immediately. Still before he could walk. He defeated Ultron. Uh-huh. So eventually, he met his mature self, who was known as Avatar, and for a short time he was trained by him, and unlocked his full potential. And then he actually opted, just like, I'm not mature enough for these powers, and then turned them all off to where they would come back slowly.
I would.
So let's talk about those powers. That includes bioblasts, which they don't, it's not like he's shooting, as far as I can tell, it's not like he's shooting them with light, the power of life itself, but it's extremely powerful blast that can kill anybody, basically.
Okay.
Molecular manipulation, telepathy, and durability. But under his telepathy, he has stuff like illusion, cloaking, mind linking, camouflage, mind control, possession, alteration, amnesia, shield, blasts, astral projection, mental detection, and transferal. Now, things he has shown before when he was an adult includes powers such as reality manipulation, energy manipulation on a quantum level, chronokinesis, various psionic powers, telekinesis, precognitive dreams. And part of the precognitive dreams is a dream self-projection, dream in air quotes, because he puts himself in a trance for it. Energy constructs, and mastery of fundamental force and element manipulation, which basically, he can manipulate any cosmic energy in the entire galaxy and universe.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get to the feats here.
Feats!
As I said, he almost destroyed the solar system while he was a baby. He was taken by Mephisto once, and he woke up to see Mephisto fighting his family. And reminder that Mephisto is the stand-in for the devil in Marvel. He's based off the demon Mephistopheles. Mephisto.
Dang it, Aaron. Why?
Exactly.
Stop bringing it
exactly.
up. Exactly. It's not the first time we've messed up saying his name.
I know. It's a hard name.
Mephistopheles.
Anyway, yes.
Way to go, guys.
They were fighting him in hell. In, like, his own realm. And then Franklin got loose and on all fours, because he couldn't walk yet, shot his bioblast and killed Mephisto.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. His sister was actually stillborn for a while, and he took her, like, stillborn body and teleported it to another dimension, and then used the energy from that dimension to give her a life.
Wow.
That's gross.
He was still a child at this point.
And sweet. He could have been an only child, but he was like, I want her.
Yeah, but he cared about his sister. And it's especially good because he and his sister once went into the cosmic being Eternity. And then they resurrected Galactus from the mere idea of Eternity.
Man, these are some powerful kids.
Uh-huh.
And is his sister named Valeria?
Yeah. Valeria Richards.
When did she die? I thought Dr. Doom delivered her.
No, he might have delivered her. I didn't know that. But she was stillborn. Whenever she was. It's at least that way in the original. I don't know. It law has slightly changed. They've been around since the 60s.
Yeah, things tend to change.
Yeah.
Whenever he was a baby, he was, his parents were out doing daring do's. To have fun, he created multiple pocket dimensions that he hid in his room.
So what you're saying is his parents weren't around much.
Well, I mean, they were around. Mm-hmm. It's just like, at night and stuff, he'd wake up, instead of, like, pulling out the DS like we all did, he would just make a pocket
Aaron
dimension.
Only you did that.
I did.
And then, like, hide it in a little, like, case.
Who took care of him when his parents went off? On their own.
Several superheroes. I can't remember her name exactly, but his most common nanny was around all the time.
A super nanny?
And she was also a superhero. not as well known.
Was she a super nanny?
That's a dad joke.
Pretty much,
stop
yeah. To take care of the literal godchild, yeah.
Godchild.
Also, we have discussed Galactus quite a bit on this podcast.
Yes.
Galactus the Devourer of Worlds. He made, and how Galactus has heralds that would go out and see planets that for him to destroy. Franklin made Galactus his herald.
Mm-hmm.
And then using Galactus, they went and killed off the Celestials. Which at that time, because Franklin killed around half of them already, they were fighting half of the Celestials all at once.
So what you're saying is that Franklin bought the company?
What? He bought the company?
Yeah. He became Galactus's... like, he took Galactus's company and then kept Galactus there. Just like, he wasn't in charge anymore.
This was also resurrected Galactus that he and Valeria resurrected.
This is weird stuff, homie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Also, whenever... That was when he was an adult, by the way. So he was full in power. whenever he was a child, he was flying around in space. Same. You know, like a child does.
Yeah, because children do that.
And he ran across the Celestials.
Yeah.
He ran across the Celestials, and they, like, sensed his power and, like, danger and all that stuff. And one of them shot a blast at him that would have, like, fully disintegrated even the most powerful of heroes. And Franklin subconsciously turned it into flowers. How do you disrespect a god like that? To do that subconsciously.
He is God now, Aaron.
Hmm. That's right. At that point, yeah, because he killed all Celestials.
Yeah, that's what I think.
In the comic books, yes.
He contained Black Bolt's voice and put it in a box that he made, quote unquote, so that Black Bolt could talk normally.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, sweet.
He's a nice guy. He also, the last Celestial he killed it with one punch.
Hmm.
Yeah. And now for the possibly the biggest feat.
You're not there yet?
Yeah.
No. So in the secret Wars from 2015 and stuff, how it actually, spoiler alert, how it turned out, is that in all of that stuff, well, like Franklin was being Franklin and Molecule Man was being immensely powerful because he was all of the Molecule Men. And Mr. Fantastic was amped with, like, the god powers that Molecule Man gave him. They had a system on how to recreate the universe. So, Molecule Man would kind of be there to kind of, like, oversee things, kind of. Make the Earths. And then Franklin would make the entire rest of the universes. And then his dad, Mr. Fantastic, would use his god powers to throw it out.
Oh,
that sounds like a solid system.
He didn't just make a universe. And he was still a child. He made the multiverse. He made several multiverses.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
Because it was all empty, you know. That was the crashing down of the Marvel Universe and the Ultimate Universe. So, extra things about him. He is beyond Omega level mutant, which is supposed to be the most powerful.
There are a few of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Stuff like Jean Grey and Professor X, Iceman, technically.
Yes, because Iceman, if he wanted to, could freeze everything on Earth.
Yes. Also, Omega level is supposed to, if you can control an element, you're Omega level.
Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman's underrated. But Franklin Richards is beyond Omega level.
Mm.
Galactus has called him the most powerful mutant ever known. And he has a power that technically he was written down. It said he has a power that is equal to the Celestials. But given the fact that he killed all of the Celestials, I'm going to say that's kind of BS.
You know, I think that when they wrote that down, I think what they meant was that he has a power that is equal to the Celestials, and then he has all of these other powers that make him more powerful than the Celestials.
Much, much more powerful.
Definitely, for sure.
1,000%. So, do we need to continue?
Do we need to argue? I think we are, like, good to go. I was just letting Aaron get it all out because he likes to talk after I decide on things. So I was hoping I could actually chime in and wrap it up this time.
So this one's pretty easy then?
Yes. I do believe that this would be a fun fight, but at the end of it, Franklin Richards, of course, would win.
Of course.
Of course.
Easy stuff.
Yeah. Goodbye, Wonder Bread.
Not his name.
Now, shall we get to the interesting fight?
Yes, in a minute. In the next round, Franklin Richards will be fighting Black Bolt.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh no, what have I done? Sorry about that, Black Bolt, but
what have I done?
I thought they were friends.
They are friends, but they're not friends right now.
He's gonna take his box back.
Wait, should we also try out the wheel?
Yeah, Aaron, give him the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna try something new. We made a wheel of executions.
Aaron made this wheel.
I'm excited.
Yes, I did. We're gonna see how this turns out. But basically, we're going to see how Wonder Man gets executed by Victoria.
And I'm ready.
Hey, it's your favorite.
Is it drawn and quartered?
No.
Oh.
Is it the ripping? It's even better.
Is he being
it's not better for Wonder Man.
Is he being crucified?
And it's really tragic. No, he's being put in a brass bowl.
Oh, hey now. Exciting.
He's being what? Yeah.
He's being put in a brass bowl.
For those of you that don't know,
that's such a sad death.
That means that's an execution that would be you would be placed in a brass bowl and put over a fire, and you would slowly suffocate to death on burning hot metal. And your screams were specifically designed in the bowl to come out as moves.
It's got real dark.
Aaron, did you put bamboo torture on this list?
Bamboo torture is on this list.
Nope.
Why would I not put bamboo torture?
I don't know.
We're messed up people.
We are. That Mythbusters episode, that. Though.
Yeah. We're really messed up.
That Mythbusters episode, though.
I know, but still.
It's science, friend.
Yes. Should we get on to it? Get away from the dark topic and go talk about Billy and Barda?
Yes.
Barda!
Her first name is Big, Aaron.
Okay, sorry. Billy and Big.
Barda!
Barda so, Free is her human name.
So which one do you want to go? Do you want me to?
Yeah, you go first.
What? So you want...
Shazam.
Chuck. You want Chuck to go before Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Cool.
Zachary Levi. Here's how Aaron's brain works. Zachary Levi plays Shazam, but he also played Chuck. Meanwhile, Big is a movie starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to my brain.
I want to get out.
It's dark and scary.
So do I. So do I.
Damn.
Well...
Yeah, Aaron, take off. Do Shazam.
Shazam? Okay, so also known as William Joseph Batson, more commonly known as Billy Batson.
Bilson.
Batson.
Yes. Batty. His first appearance was in Wiz Comics number 2 from...
In 1940.
Victoria?
1953.
Ooh, yeah, you got a closer guess this time.
Mm-hmm. With Sputnik.
Ooh la la.
Another glimpse into my mind. He is from December of 1939.
Oh, I was close. I was like 1 month off.
Yeah.
He's old.
Technically, Hayden, you were also kind of right, because the first time he appeared on a cover was in 1940.
Hey.
Way to go.
In 1939, he appeared inside the comic, but not covered.
This dope. Aaron, did you know that there was a superhero called the Wizard?
The Wizard or the Wizard?
The Wizard.
What is a Wizard?
He was a speedster.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was in Marvel or DC. I think it was in Marvel. But he actually was a speedster that wore yellow.
Interesting.
And his name was the Wizard. So,
okay.
Fun little tidbit for you. Aaron, back to Billy.
So, his origins. He originally was a homeless 12-year-old boy working as a newsboy in his hometown, which is very inconsistent.
Aaron, how can he be homeless and have a job?
Hey, you can be a
homeless. Because he's a newsboy.
And a hometown.
Hidden. Yeah. Have you never watched Newsies?
You know I haven't.
That explains so much.
And the question is that.
Yeah, dude, Newsies were all homeless. Like, yeah, 90% of them were homeless.
Was that their hometown?
Yeah, technically, that's where they sleep.
That's so true. They have a home.
No.
They have a town.
They have a town.
they also have the possibility of being put in prison. And,
were they the ones that, like, did the chimneys?
What? Those are chimney sweepers.
But, like...
Well, chimney sweepers sometimes were children, but mostly, like, adults, I think. But still, you know, labor laws didn't exist and all, so...
I think you're thinking about Mary Poppins.
No, there's this Christmas thing.
The chimney sweeper scene wasn't Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it wasn't. No.
Yes, there, it was.
But I'm not thinking of Mary Poppins. It was like this Christmas
thing. A Wonderful Life.
I don't know.
Was it black and white?
Probably.
It was probably a Wonderful Life.
I don't know.
That's the only black and white movie
that I know of. Oh, no, Gone with the Wind.
Only that and the first half of Wizard of Oz.
I just know there were chimneys. Gone with the Wind had color.
No, it was the remastered version.
Was the original version black and white?
I think so.
Yeah, it most likely was. It was in the 30s.
That's a good movie. Gone with the Wind's a good movie.
What's wrong with me? Yeah, but forget about Casablanca. We're not talking about that.
I know Casablanca's also black and white.
Yeah, forget it.
Mm. Wait, is the movie where she's like singing in the hills in Austria?
That's Sound of Music.
Yeah,
that's
is that black and white?
It's color.
Yeah.
Ooh. Really?
It is color.
I've only ever seen it in color.
You know what other movie is in color? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's a movie in color.
You know what else's movies are in color? Everything now, except for that Lighthouse movie.
Dude, I still haven't watched that. I really want to.
It has Chris Patton. No, Charles. No, what is his name? What's his first name? It has Willem Dafoe.
By the way, Gone with the Wind was originally shot in color.
Oh, nice.
Which is surprising because it was in 1939. Good they also them. Had a monster budget, so it doesn't surprise that much.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. What characters are we talking about?
Hold on. So this Lighthouse movie has Willem Dafoe.
And Robert Pattinson.
Robert, yes. That's his name. His first name is Robert. Has Robert Pattinson in it.
Oh, Robert.
Yeah, Batman. Robert and Pattinson. Green Goblin.
Wait, did you just say Batman?
Yeah, he's playing Batman.
No. If you're going to make references to Robert Pattinson, you start with Edward Cullen. That's where you start.
Start with what?
Twilight.
Edward Cullen.
Oh, Edward Cullen?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going with the superhero vibe here. Huh? I mean, Edward Cullen is valid.
Yeah,
so is the Harry Potter reference.
Oh my god.
I can't remember his name.
Edward Dickory.
Was it? It might have been. Or was it Frederick?
It absolutely could not have been Edward Dickory.
His last name was Dickory, wasn't it?
I think it might have been, but I'm not going to like hold myself to that.
I'm looking it up.
Of course you are.
Pattinson, Harry Potter.
Cedric Diggory. Cedric Diggory.
So we were like kind of close.
Yeah, I was close.
I said Frederick, and you said Edward, so.
I was close. Cedric Diggory.
Not Dickory.
Edward Dickory.
He was a nice guy, Aiden.
Cedric? No, he was kind of douchey, Aaron.
No, he wasn't.
I haven't watched
Yes,
that
he was.
Forever. In Harry Potter?
Yes.
He was nice to Harry.
He's a little bit douchey.
Like, he was as douchey
Aaron,
as most people
Aaron,
are.
Stay out of this. Victoria. He also tricked Harry, remember? Or, you know, he was like the buttons. You remember the buttons? That were being circulated around the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he kind of started that and, like, didn't put it into it.
Okay.
Those were rude.
I understand where you're coming from, but I also think that, like, you should understand it was high school. So, yeah. Get over it.
But my point is, he was kind of dicky.
You know what? Sometimes you're kind of dicky.
I understand. And that's how I understand that he is.
I just don't think that we can talk ill of the dead.
Robert Pattinson is still alive.
Yes, but Frederick Dickory
is Cedric Diggory.
Cedric Diggory
got murdered. He got murked by Voldemort.
Yeah, dead.
And the maze, and like that Maze Runner movie.
He was in Maze Runner?
No.
No, he was in Maze
Runner. Okay, we're still talking about Harry Potter. I was like, hold on.
We are still talking about, yeah, we're talking about Harry Potter.
Well, give me a second now. I ain't never seen one of them Maze Running movies before.
You've never seen Maze Runner?
No.
It's a good movie.
I haven't watched the other ones, but Maze Runner was good. Lived out my fantasies as a child.
It was good.
I never read
Wait,
the book.
You should watch
it. Yeah, it did, Aaron.
Being in a large maze.
Hey.
That was my childhood fantasy. Don't judge me.
I mean,
I guess it makes up for the mistake that those two Percy Jackson movies were.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Got rid of my other fantasies.
Hmm.
Those are all the fantasies you've ever had, Aaron?
Yep.
Oh, no, I had Star Wars and superhero fantasies. I mean, come on.
He still does. Man owns two lightsabers.
Have you seen? That's true. Yeah, I do. I have two lightsabers. And have you? You've seen all the Spider-Man stuff I have.
He wears something Spider-Man pretty much every day.
Yeah, and if it's not Spider-Man, it's mean.
I can very much just continuously go on Spider-Man.
Man's also got, like, some a really nice and high-dollar Spider-Man comic in a case in his room.
That's also true. Also,
I have another one, too.
For any ladies out there, man is single.
He is. Aaron, you're single, right?
So if any of this sounds appealing to any ladies out there.
Hey, now. Hey, ladies out there, if you ever want to know how Aaron is in, like, person, if you've watched Spider-Man 3,
when he puts his hair to the front
and starts wearing black,
I do not act like that.
That's exactly how he acts all the time.
How I act in person is like Peter Parker in Spider-Man Homecoming.
No, it's not. That's how you think you act in person.
That's exactly how I act.
No, that's how you think you act in person.
I am not strolling down the street dancing like an idiot.
Aaron, I've seen you do that exact thing at least 5 times.
That's because I was mimicking the movie.
Aaron, one time is mimicking the movie. 5 times is a habit.
You know I don't stop at one time when it comes to movies.
That's true. That's a habit. Very true.
Mimicking movies is a habit, yes.
But yeah, he's single, ladies. Hit us up.
Yeah.
Email nerdmint@gmail.com. Say, put in the text line, interested in Aaron. Yeah. And then we'll get back to you pretty much immediately.
Or you could just call us at 555.
Now that you're done insulting me, or trying to insult me, can we get to the character?
We can also attach his phone number and a picture.
Yes.
I would prefer you to not do that.
His street address.
Yes,
we'll give you his street address, ladies.
We're just gonna start a website for him called podcastandfansmeet.com.
Also, Keaton, if you're listening to this right now, I need you to start and I need you to email us. You know who you are. You know what you must do.
You've been told.
I know that there is we have listens over the last few days from the part of wherever he lives.
From the part of wherever
he lives. I don't know. He most likely will be listening.
Yeah, so I expect an email, sir.
Wait, is Keaton gonna marry Aaron?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No, like, you just gotta get the ball rolling. You know?
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
But if they end up dating, I always know it.
He can just come over to me.
just
skip the line.
No, we gotta get the ball rolling. Hit us up, ladies. Anyways.
Can we do the actual thing?
Yes. Let's do this.
So, back to where we diverged from. Billy Batson is a homeless 12-year-old boy working as a newsboy in his hometown. Rare.
Wait, we had already started?
Yeah.
Yes. That's how far we got. That's the first line in his origin.
Yeah, wow. Wow. So he's not homeless, he lives in a hometown.
I just now realized the tangent.
So it's very inconsistent. He can be 12 to 14 years old.
Yeah, we started with him not being homeless maybe being homeless, and then ended up with like trying to get ladies to talk to us about Aaron.
He is not homeless.
Aaron is not homeless. He has money, ladies.
I want to do the thing.
He's got money.
He's got more money than us.
Oh, he's got money.
He's filthy rich.
He has more money than we do.
Yeah.
That's not much.
That's rude.
It's very inconsistent. He's either 12 to 14 years old. His hometown is very consistent. It's New York, Fox City, Philadelphia kind of thing. And it's also inconsistent on whether he's a newsboy. And it's also inconsistent on whether he gets adopted.
Is it ever inconsistent on whether or not he's homeless?
I mean, partially. I mean, with the adopted thing, he does get a home.
Aaron, he always had a home.
No, he didn't.
He's in a hometown.
That's not a home.
If you're homeless, it's not a hometown. If you're homeless, it is not a hometown.
Uh-huh. If you were born there, then it's your hometown.
It's just a town.
But at one point in time, he wasn't homeless.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Take homeless. Right. And then take hometown.
Yeah.
When you say homeless, it means there is no home in the hometown. So it's just a town.
It just means it's where he's from.
Yeah, that's what hometown means.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't know anything.
Hit us up if you agree. Ladies especially will get you in contact with Aaron.
If you don't agree, just add him at Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. That's a Nerdament podcast on Twitter.
So while he was sleeping in a subway one day... A strange man came up to him and told him to follow him.
Don't follow strangers, kids.
Yeah, Billy followed him. He did the first mistake, and somehow this turned out well for him.
That guy's got to be surprised. He didn't even have to break out the candy.
Yeah, he was just like, follow me, and he's like, okay, I don't have anything better to do.
Tip to all you out there, 99% of the time, it's not going to turn out this way.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, like 150%.
Straight up, this never happens.
Yeah. Like, they're going to take you somewhere.
He followed the strange man into his subway car marked with strange colors and symbols. And then that subway car teleported to an old throne room where an old wizard was sitting on the throne. And I don't know if you look at later stuff, it's like 7 thrones. But in the original, it was just 1 throne.
Billy's become a sex slave.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A drug baby.
No.
The strange man who fetched Billy left. And the old man said that he is the wizard that is Shazam. But he's grown too old after fighting for like 3 millennia.
I would too.
Yeah.
And he ended up choosing Billy for something also interacting with this.
No.
He ended up choosing Billy for something that was also inconsistent. Misfortune originally, and later on misfortune, and he's pure of heart. So Billy takes the title by speaking his name, that is Shazam, and lightning strikes him and he becomes thick.
Wait.
You know what, I think there was a missed opportunity with nomenclature back in the 60s of comic books.
I think there was a missed opportunity with the drug baby.
Okay. I think that they could have called a character, they could have named a character Miss Fortune, and she could have been a villain, and it's just a missed opportunity in my mind.
Are you saying that back in the 60s,
yes,
they were not good at naming characters?
100%.
Wow. Never would have thought that.
How dare you say this random, like, controversial thing that no one has ever thought of before.
Dude, I'm just saying, wouldn't Miss Fortune...
He's named after an onomatopoeia, Hayden.
Wouldn't...
I'm pretty sure there is a character called Miss Fortune.
Dude, I need to look it up, but I don't want to...
Wait, that's your only job here, is just to look stuff up.
I'm going
to
look it up, fine.
Good.
Anyway, he became At that point, he was known as Captain Marvel, but also for the inconsistencies. Once Marvel, originally they were called Atlas, but once Marvel started getting a comeback, they decided to change his name to Shazam to avoid confusion.
There is none. There is no misfortune.
Dang.
Yeah.
There's a misfortune in League of Legends.
That is definitely a missed opportunity.
Exactly, you get it.
I get it.
It's close enough.
I don't think it's close enough.
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
But typically, for the powers part here, he can transform backwards and forwards between him being a child and being a grown man who is a ton of muscles and all that with the sound of, you know, the one word, Shazam.
I do that by eating food.
What?
Yeah, because
his powers.
Before you eat the food, I'm all skinny and muscular. But then I eat the money and eat the money. But then I eat the food and I'm like, you know, not skinny anymore.
Wait, that's where all our money goes?
No, Aaron, continue.
So the powers he gained were the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury. Which, I'm going to go on a couple tangents on this. One, stamina of Atlas. That's not exactly what Atlas is known for, but okay.
Why does he get to go on tangents?
Are you saying that Atlas isn't known for his stamina in the bedroom?
No!
He is partially known for his stamina and holding up the worlds for like millennia.
You know what Shazam really stands for?
He's better known for his strength.
What?
You know what Shazam really stands for, Aaron?
Also, I'm going to go about the part where it's, his name, the parts of speed of Mercury and strength of Hercules are very different than, like, the rest, like, Atlas, Zeus, and Achilles, because they're the Roman names.
Strength? Hair?
No, Hercules and
abs,
Mercury.
Zoomies. Ass. Man.
Wait, what?
That's what Shazam stands for.
Hayden?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor right quick?
Yep.
Shut up.
Alright.
Alright, so, powers under the wisdom of Solomon that gives him clairvoyance, divine grace, and an eidetic memory. Under the strength of Hercules, that gives him leaping, like, basically, like, flight, like the Superman-style flight. Under the stamina of Atlas, that gives him self-sustenance, meaning he can survive in any situation, including space.
Solid.
With the power of Zeus, that gives him accelerated healing, dimensional travel, divine distribution, and electrokinesis. With the courage of Achilles, he gets an indomitable will and immortality. And with the speed of Mercury, he gets flight and superhuman reflexes. And also another power that, it's what his power is based off of. But he has various magical powers, since all of this is magic anyway. Mm. So, let's get down to the feats. Under the wisdom of Solomon, he was able to know how a monster worked before he even met it, or like knew it was a thing. The wisdom is able to keep him calm whenever he gets angry. So if like, he gets all angry and stuff, he can be very logical and precise at the same time. And it causes him to be immune to illusions. Under the strength of Hercules, he was able to beat up a monster that absorbed the powers of Superman, Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, and a elongated man.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wait, did you say elongated man or an elongated man?
No, like elongated man. Not like a dude that just got drawn a quarter.
Oh, he's just a long man.
Flat Stanley.
Or he has a big dick. Either one.
He holds open.
It's like a forearm.
He's able to hold his
Now that's a big dick.
It's like a horse penis.
He was able to hold open Guy Gardner's brain construct easily.
He has no patience for us today.
No, he really doesn't.
No, I don't. I don't want to deal with this.
You don't want to deal with us?
I just want to get done with this.
Aaron, we're trying to find you a mate.
Yeah.
And this is how you repay us.
I don't care.
It's because he wants to be alone forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay, then.
Don't worry, Aaron. We got you a mate already. Her name is Phoenix.
Yeah.
The dog.
She'll be with you forever.
She definitely will.
Or the comic character.
No, it's the dog.
Or the bird.
You couldn't pull either of those other two.
Nope.
No. I mean, both of them would catch me on fire.
And they're also fictional. But the dog one. The dog here, she loves you very much.
She does.
Yes.
Too much.
Way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed. Codependent.
No, it's just one dependency, Erin.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Are you dependent on her?
I mean, maybe. If you are, then I think this is a perfect match. I think we did really good.
It's time to offload her then to Erin. Yeah.
She
no, I'm good.
She has a dowry.
I cannot take care of myself, much less an animal.
Erin, she has a dowry, so
yeah.
I'm not. I don't believe in dowries.
Well, I do. So
welcome to our world.
He's able to break crystal that was holding Superman inside of him.
You know, Victoria inside has a dowry, right? It's crippling debt.
He was able to catch a thrown aircraft carrier.
I'm sorry.
He was able to catch a thrown aircraft carrier. He was able to fight the Martian Manhunter while resisting, like, a very powerful telepathy. He was able to break Lobo's chain. Wow. For those of you out there, Lobo hunts Kryptonians.
That's a bounty hunter.
Yeah. And his upper part of his bounty are Kryptonians. He once fought Wolverine.
And lost.
Oh.
Well, he lost, but it was a close matchup.
So Wolverine cut his head off.
Still. I understand, but still. Lobo is a guy that Superman has a ton of trouble with. He was also able at one point to two-punch Superman. Like two punch KO.
Doo-doo.
Wow.
Yeah. He is in an arm wrestle at a third of his power. He was completely even with Superman. He and Lobo were able to rock the entire cosmos with their battle.
Were they able to rock the Cosmon?
He once punched a black hole.
Come on now. Damn.
You're not doing good jokes.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Yeah, go talk to your dad. He'd like them.
That was a good joke.
Whenever he was enhanced, he was, when he enhanced himself with the power of Zeus, he was able to punch a black hole. To punch and create black hole.
Oh.
Yeah. So, under the power of Zeus. So, he let a possessed Superman, like, fully just beat down on him with, like, no damage taken. He was also able to tank Superman without holding. He tanked Superman when Superman wasn't holding back. This is also definitely the stamina of Atlas. Under the stamina of Atlas, he let a possessed Superman beat him with no damage, and he tanked Superman whenever he was not holding back. There we go. He also survived a bomb that would have killed the entire Justice League. Now, under the power of Zeus.
Wait, you already said that.
Yeah.
I know, whenever I said that, I accidentally meant the stamina of Atlas.
Boy.
Oh, man.
I skipped over the first A. Leave me alone. The power of Zeus, he one-hit Batman just by saying Shazam, like as Billy. He could have killed Superman.
I'm just gonna say something. A lot of people have hit Batman.
Mm.
No, he one-hit knocked out Batman. A lot of people have hit Batman. Very few of them have walked away. Most of them have broken legs.
Never walking people, again.
Yeah. Even fewer people have knocked out Batman. Billy did it.
Billson.
Way to go, Billy.
He also turned an entire, like, sand army into glass. And he was able to time travel back to the Big Bang. Now, under the courage of Achilles, he was able to fight in hell, and he was fighting on with, like, full stamina, while the entire Justice League was giving up. He was the last one keeping hope. And, finally, under the speed of Mercury...
You need to work on your announcer voice.
Yeah.
Under the speed of Mercury.
It got worse.
Practice in the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay. He was able to keep up with Wonder Woman, Dr. Fate, and Guy Gardner. Which has to point out that Wonder Woman is as fast as the Flash.
Almost.
Almost.
I did the research on that one, friend.
He was also able to transform in between a bullet firing from a gun and it hitting him. He was able to transform from Billy to Shazam. And, to reaffirm my statement that Hayden called out so ruthlessly, he calls Barry Allen slow. Because that's how much faster he is.
But he doesn't, like, have to rub it in, though.
He's also, like, 12, so of course he's gonna rub it in.
Well, maybe he should grow up.
He's a kid. He still has some years to be juvenile.
Cool.
Are you done?
No. Power Girl has also admitted that he might be faster, but Power Girl is also a Karen. So
she is a Karen.
She's quite literally a Karen.
That's rude.
No, her name is Karen Starr. She is a Karen. She has a Karen haircut.
That's true. She does have a Karen.
Her name is Karen.
Karen.
So it's like the trifecta here.
She is the full Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. He was able to hit Superman before Superman could even react, and he avoided fighting the entire Justice League whenever they were brainwashed. So, extra things about him. He doesn't actually need the courage of Achilles, but he has it anyway. And he also has access to, in his, like, throne room area, the Rock of Eternity. Which, its powers, as far as I could tell, are very unclear.
I know that Freddie Freeman had that, and he used it to teleport.
Yeah, it's an extremely powerful mystical object that was made by the first champion. It's unclear, but it's just, like, a very powerful mystical object. That's all I could gather from it. It's also powerful enough to hold back the seven deadly sins. So, yeah. That's Shazam. After that took forever, Hayden Big Barda.
Shazam. Okay. So, Big Barda.
Barda!
Barda! So, Big Barda first appeared in Mr. Miracle number 4 in what year? Anybody?
74.
Yeah.
65.
It's actually
71. Oh. Yeah. So, close.
Yeah, you were pretty close. Your
miracle was made.
Yes. Accurate. So she actually beat Savage Dragon in the first round.
That's Savage.
And my jokes were bad. He had the audacity to say that my jokes were bad, and he just said that.
Mine are specifically designed to be bad. Mine are designed for the eyebrows.
Ugh. God.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think I'm starting to get on a roll.
I hope not. She was born and raised on Apocalypse in the pits where Mr. Miracle was held and tortured until they fell in love and escaped to live a life with him on Earth.
What a great story. I bet that
felt like the end of the world.
What?
What, like me?
Yeah, like what?
The Apocalypse. The, the, whatever.
Aaron, you were stretching real hard for that one.
No,
I was not stretching real hard on that one. You were
stretching really hard.
I've been making that pun since I first heard of Apocalypse. I've had to hold back this entire time this podcast has been going.
Why is Aaron still talking?
I don't know. He's just... he's trying to explain his joke, and it's not working.
I'm just going to start crying in a closet. Just go.
It's because he ain't got no lady.
That's not why.
Hit us up in the emails, friends.
I thought he had Phoenix.
I don't care.
You're right. He does have Phoenix. Yeah. But Phoenix is here with us.
He's going to pay her dowry.
Phoenix is enough.
Yeah, he's going to pay her dowry.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe in dowry.
Anyways, so her abilities. She is immortal. She has superhuman strength, durability, reflexes, and speed. She's a master hand-to-hand combatant. She's an expert with all types of weaponry. She wears battle armor and wields a mega rod.
Mega rod.
Yeah.
Mega rod.
Yeah.
Which I found out during my research for this episode, the mega rod isn't just a giant beaten stick. It does other things.
Ooh, like what?
I'll explain in a minute.
Oh. You got me all amped up.
Just wait. It's like the last thing I say, so you have to hang on every word.
He made it sound like he wanted us to say,
it's like Latin all over again.
And then you just didn't tell us.
I'll let you know when I want you to do that, and you can do it again, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so, at one point, she judo flips Superman over her head.
Oh.
She hurts Lobo with a one kick. Okay. She restrained a pissed off Martian Manhunter. She stopped an enraged Orion. She tanked a one-ton boulder. Jeez. She is bulletproof. She fights with... Oh, goodness. What is that?
You fights
in... Lave?
Even Hayden cannot read his own handwriting.
Goodness, what did I write?
Yeah, this is sad.
His handwriting is really bad.
Fights in... Lore.
This isn't the first time he's not been able to read it either.
Well, while Hayden tries to figure out what he's saying, let's take this small commercial break to let everyone know that I have a YouTube channel. It is called Victory by Design. You can find it on the YouTube. So please like, subscribe, and click that, ring-a-ding button so you can keep getting notifications for when I post. Anyway, back to you, Hayden. What'd you write?
I have no idea. Okay, anyways, she fought somewhere with no harm. Lava! That's what it says. It's lava.
So much work just for lava.
God damn. I thought it said lave.
What?
So she fights in lava with no harm. She is an expert in all forms of combat with all weapons. She is the finest female warrior born on Apocalypse. She stalemated Thor. Wonder Woman only beat her in a spar.
When did she fight Thor?
It's the DC Thor, Aaron.
Oh, okay. So it's not the powerful Thor.
It's still a Thor.
Not the most powerful one.
So, Wonder Woman only beat her when she used flight.
Can't fly.
No. they were sparring, and then Wonder Woman used flight, and that's when she finally beat her. She's accurate with...
I don't want to hurt you by telling you this, Hayden, but Billy can fly.
I know. Wonder Woman has beaten Shazam in fights too before, friend.
Oh. Yes.
Both of these characters have beaten Manhunter, and Superman, and Lobo.
Mm-hmm. She is accurate with her Mega Rod. When she is blind, it shoots like an energy pulse. Mm-hmm. And the Mega Rod can give her... You can do the thing now.
What she got with the rod?
nice. It can give her flight. It knocks out Supergirl with one blast.
Oh.
It can teleport without a boom tube. And it can create shields.
Nice. I really like the knocking out of the Supergirl, because I don't like her.
I thought it was Karen that you didn't like.
Aren't they the same person?
They are.
Different dimension.
You're learning.
Supergirl is a better version of Karen.
You're learning. I like that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so with the Mega Rod, she can indeed fly. So, basically, she's like Wonder Woman now.
So she can fly now.
Shazam just has to lightning strike that Mega Rod out of her hand.
If he can.
And then she's dealing with like the best warrior, like best new god warrior, minus Mr. Miracle.
Yeah.
Shazam can also keep his distance. And yeah. Just continuously sent, like, hit her with lightning.
Oh, well. Aaron, she grew up on Apocalypse. You don't think that she's been tortured with lightning before?
That's true.
He's not out there to torture her. He's out there to knock her out.
But the fact that she's been tortured.
You know what her upbringing was like.
I know what it was, but that was fire. It wasn't like lightning. I'm sure electricity was involved.
But Aaron, it was more heavily like fire had, like, and beatings. High pain tolerance.
Aaron, lightning is hot, yes?
Well, that's not the only
lightning
reason.
Lightning is hot, isn't it?
Lightning is not. The heat of lightning is not what's going to hurt you.
What is it then, friend?
It's maybe the electricity going through your heart and brain.
Then I guess she'll just have to create a shield, which she can do.
With her beating
That's not
stuff.
How physics or, works, but this is comic books. So
or she'll just teleport out of there because she doesn't need like a boom tube to teleport.
Oh.
Shazam doesn't need a boom tube and he has all of that too. So.
Yeah, but then she can actually just block it with her Mega Rod, which is indestructible.
Hmm. Which
and you know she can.
Technically, wait, how physics works teleport? Is it would the yeah. lightning would go through the Mega Rod. But after all, this is comics, so...
Dude, you don't... Her Mega Rod is made of something that's not of this earth,
metal?
So...
It's still most likely metal.
Yes, but she is also...
And metal is all conductors.
She's also super tough, who has put, like, laid waste to entire armies of demonoids, which are stronger than your average human.
That's true, too.
Well, Shazam has also leveled armies before.
Oh, since we're only recording the one episode here today, I have a little tidbit here to interrupt our arguing. It has to do with Mr. Miracle, who I know is in the next round, but I want to tell you now anyways, because it's in my mind. And there's no way he's losing the Void anyways.
Please.
So here's something that Big Barda said about Mr. Miracle. She said no demonoid could touch him, okay? And then he added on, quote, hold on, quote, they couldn't touch him if he was chained up inside of a suitcase enclosed in cement and super glued to a bullseye next to Jimmy Hoffa in Giant Stadium.
Wow.
That was oddly specific.
It was, yeah. Isn't it? But yeah, they couldn't hit him if they chained him up inside of a suitcase, put on a bullseye.
Alright.
Yeah, but anyways.
So you're telling me the demonoids are bad?
No, I'm saying the demonoids could... Demonoids are stronger than humans, Aaron, you know that.
So demonoids are basically stormtroopers.
Yes.
They're really inaccurate.
No, you... Aaron, you shut your drunk mouth and you know damn well... You know damn well that stormtroopers are extremely accurate. And the only time they missed a hero in Star Wars was because when they were explicitly told not to kill them.
I have a statistic. Stormtroopers are actually 77% accurate over the entire army of the Empire.
Okay.
That, of course, means the bottom recruits are bringing down the actual scores of people like the Death Troopers and the Inferno Squad.
Exactly, who don't miss.
No, they don't. Unless it's a main character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they still only shot, what's his name? Rogue One. It's the only one I can't remember. Rogue One, Taru's, like, best friend.
Oh,
They shot him twice.
The Asian guy? Like the bigger one that had the machine gun thing?
Yeah. They shot him twice. And even though they shot like 5 times.
Yeah, well.
To be fair, that was the worst moment the Death Troopers had.
It was.
It was not their proudest moment.
No.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. But anyways, so Big Barda, Lightning, come on. You act like she hadn't seen Lightning. She grew up on Apocalypse.
Yeah,
Apocalypse is literally
and beating, but Apocalypse, yes, there is some electricity there.
Apocalypse is straight up a hellscape. Like, that is its main draw for vacationers and tourists.
Well,
okay. Yeah.
But it is a hell of a good time.
It is not. But in the comic book series, the Mr. Miracle series, which I have talked about many times on this podcast, that is absolutely amazing.
He's talked about it even more outside of this podcast.
It's absolutely amazing.
He's
obsessed with it.
Yeah. Big Barda. And
which is fine. I mean, I just went off on a random statistic about Star Wars.
Aaron, you know Orion. Aaron, we've talked about Orion before. He was in the last episode.
Yes.
Orion is not a weak person.
No.
No.
Okay. Orion
is Darkseid's son.
Orion is scared of Big Barda.
Okay, to be fair, who's not scared of Big Barda?
Scott.
Dude, you know Scott's still kind of scared.
Probably right. Scott is probably still scared of Big Barda.
Dude, you can't live and not be scared of Big Barda.
Anyways.
You have to respect that, Rod.
Also in this series, Big Barda and Mr. Miracle, Scott, they laid waste to entire armies of demonoids on their own.
Like, in the fact of Shazam has done it, too. And also Shazam has done it with the Shazam family.
And there are, how many of them? 6 of them?
What?
How many of them?
There's 6 of them, and then Black Adam.
Yeah, so 6 versus 2 here.
Well, I mean, Shazam has also done it alone.
Demonoids.
Shazam has also laid waste armies alone. Of that's demonoids? What I'm saying. He turned a sand-based army. It's like Sandman. They can't.
That is specifically easy for him to do because all he has to do is strike them with lightning.
Yeah, but so the demonoids, the sand people are specifically easy for him because he has lightning-based powers. But the demonoids are also specifically easy for her because she knows everything about them. She knows how they work.
Okay, but yeah, so in her own words, she has said that she knows like 115 different ways to kill a demonoid.
Which is impressive, but exactly my point.
But okay, anyways, my point is that she is the best warrior that this entire planet of stronger beings has to offer.
Yeah, and Shazam is the best warrior of the... It's a long cult, okay?
It's a cult?
That's my point, is it's an Asian cult. And he's the most powerful one among them.
Yeah, but they're all, like, from Earth, are they not?
Well, I mean, typically, yeah, but they deal with otherworldly beings.
Yeah.
And beings of higher mystical realms.
Yes, but she is from a planet, an entire world of things that are stronger than whatever they have to offer.
Well, that's not technically true. He spawned the 7 deadly sins.
So? They're just the sins. They're not that good of warriors.
Yes, but they're extremely powerful.
Yeah, but they're not that good of warriors.
Still powerful.
Okay, my point is, you're looking at basically an Amazon.
Okay? Amazonian.
An Amazonian, the same level as Wonder Woman, who only lost to Wonder Woman because she can't fly on her own. Okay? But with the Mega Rod, she can fly.
Which also Shazam could knock that Mega Rod out of her hand with lightning.
Yeah, but then she'll just pick it up because she's not a wuss.
Well, okay. Shazam, even at that time it takes for her to pick it up, Shazam is so quick. You know, because the power of Mercury and all that. He's able to be so quick that he was able to hit Superman before Superman could react. And he's faster than Barry Allen. And he keeps up with Wonder Woman. And he has been able to transform before a bullet could reach him.
Okay,
so at that point, he could knock her away from the rod or take the rod away.
But isn't she quick too?
Yes, she is quick as well.
Just not as quick as him.
But my point is that
he is faster.
The point is, Aaron, that he's basically fighting an Amazonian, all right, who can fly much as Wonder Woman can, and then basically, like you say, that he'll be able to knock her out of the way or whatever. Well, she'll actually be fighting somebody where she can actually feel something, because she's not used to that. Because everybody she fights is weaker than her, and that's saying a lot.
That was both a point for you and a point for me.
Yeah, she'll feel something now, so she'll be all like, "Okay, so I don't have to hold back, dude." She scares Orion.
You know how pain works. If she's not used to feeling something, pain gets really dramatic really quick.
Aaron, she grew up in pain.
Oh yeah.
She grew up in pain. That there's nothing worse than where she grew up. And you know that.
Shazam's point is not to make her feel pain. That's what Apocalypse's point was. That's what Darkseid's point was. His point is not to make her feel pain. His point is to hit her in the head and knock her out.
He's got a tough time doing that, because not even Wonder Woman could do that.
He also could hit her with lightning.
So?
Which lightning has the concussive, even without, she can take the heat, yes. Even without all of her muscles contracting at the same exact time and overloading her brain, she will probably survive that. But it has the concussive force to knock her out if he hits her with a strong enough blast.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's be sure here, lightning is instantaneous.
Yes. I'm just saying, it's not... Does lightning work on Wonder Woman, Aaron?
That's different, and you know it. Because one of her specific powers is lightning.
Yes, but does it work on Wonder Woman?
Partially, actually, yeah. But still, she has the powers. She's fought Zeus, Hayden, and lost.
Okay.
And he has the power.
Wait. What is Thor's powers?
Lightning. Probably, among other things.
And who did she beat? In a fight, who is it, Aaron? You know, I know you heard me.
The weak Thor, Hayden.
Is he still a god of thunder? Is he not?
And but a weak version. Hayden,
does he still control lightning?
You know that Thor in DC is nothing compared to Zeus in DC.
Still.
Do you know
that he controls lightning? Yes, that was your only argument for Shazam.
That's not my only argument for Shazam, but also part of my argument is the strength of Hercules, the fact that, and the speed of Mercury, all of this stuff, and he also has the tactical genius that comes with the wisdom of Solomon. Not to mention the stamina of Atlas and the courage of Achilles, if we're just going to name all of it.
She's fighting, or she is, has been raised from being a baby. And to be a warrior, you don't think she has tactical awareness on the same level as he does?
Dude, he has full tactical genius.
So does she! She was the leader of very elite hit squad. An apocalyptic hit squad, Aaron. It doesn't get any more metal than that.
To be fair, hit squad doesn't exactly, elicit, danger, or kill squad. Black Ops team.
She was the leader of an extremely, extremely metal apocalyptic unit of warrior women. That was the best unit in the apocalyptic army.
Yes, Do you have something to counter that? Shazam has something called clairvoyance.
Okay.
He can see the future.
Okay.
In a sense. So he can also, kind of look forward into this battle.
Kind of?
It's to gain information of an object, a person, an event through extrasensory perception. Basically, he knows the knowledge about her.
Okay.
He's able to think and know about her, especially if with the preparation time, if he goes to the Rock of Eternity and starts, trying to figure out about her. You can figure out everything you need to know.
Dude, you know what Big Barda does with no preparation time.
You know what Shazam does with no preparation time?
Big Barda does a hell of a lot more with no preparation time than he does.
Everything he does is without preparation time. He's Billy.
I understand. I'm still saying this, like, thing. And then you also just said that he's Billy, so you think that he's going to be wise enough to know when to use his preparation time?
Did you just ask if he was wise enough?
Yeah, because he's Billy Batson. Most of the time, he's not Shazam.
Hayden, you know what his first power is.
Yes, I know. I do know that. But, Aaron, do you know how Wonder Woman defeated him?
The wisdom of Solomon is not something that is turned off.
Do you know how Wonder Woman defeated him?
He always has that wisdom.
Do you know how Wonder Woman defeated him?
How?
She got him into the Lasso of Truth, and that turned him back into Billy.
That just takes...
Because he is immature.
That takes away the strength and the power of Zeus. The rest of his abilities, and the speed of Mercury, the rest of his abilities are still there.
But he's still immature.
The courage and wisdom are still there. He's immature, yes, but he's still incredibly intelligent.
Alright. We've been going on for an hour and 32 minutes now, so
yeah.
my final argument is that Orion is scared of her, and so is everybody else, including Darkseid. Okay? That is my final argument. Aaron, what is your final argument?
My final argument is that Shazam has beaten Superman on multiple accounts and taken Superman without any damage, and the fact of he's done things that the entire Justice League is not capable of. He has fought on when they have given up. He has been able to outmaneuver them. He's been able to beat them. He has been able to outsmart most of their members. I'm not including Batman in that mix, but he's been able to outsmart them. He is that powerful. And his wisdom will keep him into this area. It won't make him slack this off. Victoria, questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Cool. Do you have a verdict?
Yes, I do.
What's the verdict?
Barda.
Aaron.
No, come on!
She slinked off the bed. She just fell off the bed. You got to come back here and explain that one, though.
Yeah.
I am happy. I'm very happy, but...
It's too close. I'm not.
Aaron's upset.
I respect Barda and all, but I'm not happy.
Victoria? Come explain this. Come on.
Victoria, explain.
Marika, explain.
Okay, so, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, I think this would be a great fight. But I just think that we can't ignore Barda's, like, skills and, like, all of, like, her experience when it comes to, like, fighting. I don't think she's going to just take... She has a beating stick, so I'm sorry. Like, I understand that Shazam is, like, very powerful and everything, but he still has a lot of things to, like learn. And Barda's been through a lot, like, a lot. Especially from where she came from. So I just think at the end of the day, like, she's going to teach this child a lesson. Like, if Wonder Woman could defeat him, I think she can too. I'm sorry.
Aaron? Well, I mean, I guess that's what you get, the technical knowledge you gain when you fight Darkseid, so...
I'm still pointing out the fact he has all the tactical knowledge he needs.
Oh, well. The fight is...
You underestimate him, Hayden.
I do not. I know exactly who he is.
You quite clearly do.
Aaron, he is a child at heart. Regardless of the knowledge and everything that he possesses, he is still a child.
He's a child that is pure of heart and smarter than nearly anybody on Earth.
Still a child.
This fight is over. Continue on.
Yes. In the next round first.
Aaron's really bossy now.
Oh, Aaron's upset.
Yeah.
In the next round, she will be fighting Aquaman.
Aquaman.
So we got another Avenger, or not Avenger, oh my goodness. Another Justice League member for her to fight in the next round, so.
Petition for everybody to kick Aiden off this show.
I didn't make this decision, Aaron.
No, I'm talking about the Avenger.
Oh. Yeah. I did say that one.
You did
yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, that's my petition to kick you off.
I understand. I would accept the like people's wishes.
Okay. Not an actual petition, by the way.
Yeah, because I do all the work for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not turn this into a sitcom when the character leaves. And then everybody realizes their worth to the group, and the character realizes the group's worth to them, and then they come back and everyone hugs, and it's all made up.
Yeah, Aaron,
I don't want to hug you guys.
Aaron just doesn't want to hug.
Yeah, I don't want to hug either.
That's rude. Okay.
I'll hug.
No.
Anybody want to hug?
Hug the dog.
So next episode, we have Rogue versus Gladiator, and Void versus Mr. Miracle.
I just realized that Gladiator may or may not win. That's up in the air. But I may end up with my only two winners in this episode being a married couple.
Yeah.
That's nice. But that is all for this episode. So we'll catch you guys on the Monday.
On the Monday.
So y'all have a good weekend. Remember, ladies, you know what to do. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
Or Monday?
No. I don't know. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Okay.
Just see you on Monday.
Bye.